Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
Welcome to the Three Martini Lunch. I'm Brett Winterville, in for Greg Corumbus, joined by National Review Online's Jim Garrity. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Brett, good to be with you.
It is great to be with you as well. Let's dive right in. I'm ready for some martinis. Here is a very, very good martini. Michael Barone noting in the Washington Examiner, it appears that the GOP wave is building. Barone asserts that the Republicans retain big leads to pick up three open seats in states carried by Mitt Romney, including West Virginia, Montana, and South Dakota. And Republican nominees have now moved ahead of three of the Democratic incumbents in other Romney states, Alaska, Arkansas, and Louisiana, and in two target states carried by President Obama, Colorado and Iowa. What do we got here?
Yeah, Republicans need five seats for a tie. And of course, Joe Biden would be the tiebreaker. They need six for the win. They have that six, and then with Colorado and Iowa, neither one of them being a slam dunk, but states where we've seen Joni Ernst leading in polls, the Republican candidate in Iowa. We've seen Cory Gardner leading some polls out in Colorado. Both of them very doable, that gets you to eight. I mean, there's even a spare in case things go wrong in Kansas. As frustrating as it is to see Tom Tillis, the Republican candidate in North Carolina, consistently trailing, usually by only a couple of points, Kay Hagan, the Democratic incumbent, is really stuck in the mid-40s. And that's kind of a dangerous spot for a incumbent to be. The voters presumably know who you are, and not a lot of them are going to break to an incumbent who they're so reluctant to support. Not a guarantee. So North Carolina is in there. Now, look, you know, should Republicans, is this a slam dunk? No, we got five more weeks. They got to push all the way through to the end, run through the finish tape like they do at the marathon, so to speak. And it's worth noting that it, almost certainly in Louisiana, they're going to go to a runoff. What happens, the rules in Louisiana are you got to hit 50% on election day to win. Nobody's going to hit 50%, or it's very unlikely because of so many candidates being out there. It's probably going to be Mary Landrieu and Bill Cassidy, a Republican congressman who's been the leading Republican candidate. They go into a runoff that's held 3 weeks later. The Republicans have a shot, a really good shot in that runoff election. But obviously, look, in a runoff election, the entire Democratic Party can dump every remaining resource they have and try to win that one. So, but, you know, look, so Republicans should feel pretty good heading into this. The House looks good. Some pretty good situation in the governor's races that I laid out yesterday on Campaign Spot. You know, kind of where you want to be, you know, maybe just one or two more of these seats, you know, looking safer for Republicans, and really be a major wave election.
Well, despite that, here comes an absolutely bad martini. Against that backdrop and questions of competency about the executive branch, there's that little thing called Ebola that's bubbling up around the world and into the United States. And now apparently the White House, no Ebola travel restrictions? Jim, say it ain't so.
Yeah, so here's the thing. All of our preceding martinis projections about the midterm elections assume we're not all dying in a terrible Ebola epidemic come November. Now, here's the thing. There's no reason to panic. It's not a likelihood of an epidemic or anything like that. But there is probably some reason for concern because of two. Obviously, there's the gentleman down in Dallas who is currently being treated. You may recall just a few weeks ago, President Obama speaking at the CDC saying it was very unlikely that someone would get on a plane and bring Ebola to the United States. Well, maybe not quite as unlikely as he expected. And he assured us, look, don't worry. Our medical staff are prepared for this. We've taken steps to be ready for it in case that scenario occurs. Well, wait a second. Hello? Actually, no. This guy went to the hospital. They thought he had the flu. They sent him home. Only later did they go back and check and say, oh, you traveled to a country that has Ebola recently. Let's double check on that. And yes, it turns out he has Ebola. So in light of this, you know, a travel ban from countries in which there are serious Ebola outbreaks, you would think that would be on the table. If it's not necessary now, you got to wonder exactly how many cases of infection do you need? Because the existing precautions in place were not sufficient. And they're now saying that there are 80 people in the Dallas area who are being monitored for Ebola. It doesn't mean they have it. It just means they came in contact with the guy and they want to, you know, keep an eye on them in case they develop any symptoms or anything like that. Josh Earnest said President Obama, this is the White House press secretary, said President Obama has a strong confidence in the man's medical care and the measures currently in place to prevent Ebola spread. Now, that would be a lot more reassuring, Brett, if they had not just said they had strong confidence in the head of the U.S. Secret Service.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So this is a very bad situation, and we're going to have to monitor the situation in the same way that we'll monitor the 80 people in Dallas that may or may not have come into contact with the guy with Ebola from Liberia. Against that backdrop, here comes a very, very crazy martini, Jim Garrity. This is a crazy martini against the backdrop of your analysis and Barone's analysis and all the stuff being said about a Republican wave. Nancy Pelosi wagging her finger at America saying, Republicans, your days are numbered.
Yeah, and on the one hand, I mean, she said back in 2010, if not a million times, quite frequently, we're going to hold the House. I have no fears of losing the House. We are going to be, and of course they lost. I believe it was like 60 seats. It was a serious, serious sum. And so she says, you know, if the Republicans keep the House in November, which pretty much everyone is assessing that, a lot of people think Republicans are going to gain a couple of seats, maybe as few as two, maybe as many as 12. There aren't, you know, arguably because of either gerrymandering or just the usual voting patterns, there just aren't that many districts which are really kind of up in the air, at least in the midterm year. She says, their days are numbered. I know that in 2 years, we'll have a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president. Now, on the one hand, she's got to say this, right? She can't say, we're doomed. We're in terrible shape. We're going to lose everything. But all things considered, like at some point, we've seen other figures be a little more accurate and nuanced and honest in their assessment. And when you're insisting things, like you might as well say, we're going to win all 435 districts. You might as well just say, you know, we're not going to lose a single House district this year. And if that cheers people up, I suppose, but, you know, you might, and then the aliens land and we all ride unicorns that poop Skittles. I mean, you know, could it happen? Sure. Theoretically, you know.
It's not impossible.
Physics get revoked, but... So it is, Nancy Pelosi is a frequent winner of our crazy martini. The complete inability to balance the pep talk, cheering people up tone, and the in touch with reality tone is kind of, it's what makes her so special, Brett.
Unbelievable. All right, well, listen, we got a very good martini in the, certainly the optimistic numbers on the Senate races around the country. We've got the very bad martini, which is, even though we've got Ebola here in the United States, apparently we're not going to institute travel restrictions to prevent more Ebola from coming into the United States. And finally, Nancy Pelosi living in an alternative universe where, as Jim Garrity puts it, everyone is riding unicorns and eating Skittles. That is the three martini lunch for today. I'll tell you what do you say we do it again tomorrow? I'm having a blast.
See you tomorrow, Brett. I'm looking
forward to it. All right, I'm Brett Winterbull. That's Jim Garrity from National Review Online. It's the three martini lunch. We'll see you and talk to you tomorrow.